Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, so Cassie, last minute Mother's Day ideas.
Yes, so Mother's Day is this Sunday. Surprise, if you didn't know. And I know myself, like, it's so weird. Even though I'm a mom, sometimes I still forget dates. And even though I've had this on the calendar earlier this week, I was like, oh, crap, it's Sunday. I got to do something. And I already knew what I was going to do. But for those of you who forgot about it, we have some last minute ideas that you can do for the moms in your life that are easy to pull off. So it's mine is a little more hands-on experience, but it's still showcasing the love. And if you play it right, you can look like you've planned it forever. So what you're going to do is you're going to do a Mother's Day picnic. So, but you're going to go all out. You're going to get a fancy charcuterie board if she likes that, fruits, cheeses, sliced meats, champagne if she's into that. If you can pick up a picnic basket from like Target or Walmart, you know, one of the cute little like woven, not straw, what is it? Do you know what I'm talking? The quintessential mm-hmm. picnic basket with the gingham and all the glasses and plates inside.
Home Goods, usually, if you're looking to score a deal, they usually have really cute picnic baskets.
That is awesome. I love that. So if you're doing it for your mom, you can do it solo. If you're doing it for your partner, your kids can get in on it and plan this elaborate picnic. You do not ask her to help at all.
Mm-mm.
Do not ask. You are responsible for getting the kids' stuff loaded up, making sure they have stuff to eat. She and you have stuff to eat. Bring some music. Find a beautiful spot you know she'll like, and then have this elaborate picnic and surprise her with it. That with a handwritten card from everybody. I think that is, like, if I had that, I would absolutely love that idea.
Aww. All right. So if your mom likes the outdoors, that is a great idea. If you are me and you do not like the outdoors, here's an idea. And this one is super simple and costs as much money as you're willing to spend. Okay. And as I checked out the website, because I'm like, how quick can you turn this around? Mother's Day is Sunday, all right? Today is Thursday. So most of what I'm about, most of the people who participate in what I'm about to tell you about can turn around your video in 24 hours. So go to Cameo.
Ooh.
Cameo.com and get a personalized video. Is that yours?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
That's exactly what I was going to say to do. I actually feel like accomplished now because I didn't think my idea was that great.
Really?
No, that's a good idea. Like, if my mom got a video from Bethany Frankel or somebody,
yes,
she would die.
So, yeah. And so, because I was trying to think, I'm like, okay, something that's easy, but there's a wide range of prices. So, if you got $25 to spend or you got $150 to spend, whatever. But yeah, so Cameo's got like a ton of actors, reality TV stars, athletes, comedians, musicians, business tycoons, whomever. And you go on there and find like one of your mom's favorite celebrities that she loves and get them to record a special Mother's Day message for them and send it to her for Mother's Day.
I thought about it because someone reached out to me and asked me to do it for their mom, and I was like, that's such a great idea.
What an honor.
I felt like a lot of pressure, and I also felt honored, and so I went out, like, I tried to give even more than they asked for because I just thought it was such a great idea. But normally I would do that, or if I've ever been last minute, what I would do is put together, like, they have the websites that'll put together a nice slideshow of you and your mom and all your moments, and then at the end of it you can write like a really heartfelt message, and it also allows you to give her like coupons to go, if she wants to get a massage or if she wants like a dinner or a night out, to where you can attach that to it as well. So two of those, I guess, could be last minute ideas.
Yo, look at us.
See?
Right there together.
Right, I'm with you.
All right, Abby, what do you got?
So bouncing off of yours, I think when it comes to a last minute gift, sometimes you can almost hold this guilt of like, oh, I must not have cared that much to like have forgotten. But like, life gets busy. So for me, I went in a more of like a handwritten, heartfelt type of situation. Like for me, if I'm a mom, what would mean so much to me is like isolating specific moments throughout the year that have really made an impact on my kids. So if I was a father in this situation, I would ask my kids, depending on their age, to just write a long handwritten note about a specific instance where mom came through, where she went above and beyond. Maybe she helped you with your science project at the last minute and she didn't have to, or maybe she picked you up from soccer practice and took you out to get ice cream. Detail that in like a handwritten note. My family, what we do is because we like to never have like a moment where you wake up and wonder if anyone remembers your birthday. My dad would always leave out flowers, card, and my mom's favorite candy on like the dining room table. So the second she wakes up, she feels appreciated. So if your kids can write, do a long note where it's highlighting one specific experience, or if they're young, maybe like get them on video having them talk about it if they can't write.
All right, I think those are some solid last minute ideas that shouldn't break the budget too bad and you should be able to pull off in time for Sunday.
There's one more and it's real easy. You give the future gift. And what I mean by this is you plan a trip or a dinner at their favorite restaurant. You say, these dates, we're going here. So all you have to do is buy the tickets or make the call and then you package it up pretty in a card. But it's a big gift that you can give that day without a lot of foreplanning.
When you do like those big gifts, because I always do that for my family for the holiday, for Christmas, I give my family a trip that we're all going to take together to make memories, because I'm all about experiences. I buy a photo album and then I put pictures of where we're going and like if it's, I got the Airbnb or whatever, what it's going to look like, and then you have all those empty pages to fill in with the memories
that
you're
going
to make. That's pretty cool.
That's really sweet.
There you go.
This is The Bird Show.